Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, helpline is open, 312-332-3776, and watch us on Twitch. A lot of people dialing in on Twitch, man. Go to twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Hello, Twitch. All right, back to the phones. We do go.
By the way, speaking of Twitch, what about what we're doing on Friday?
Yeah, the DanceCast 2021. And we have some great sponsors, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, Alta Equipment, Connie's Frozen Pizza, PropSwap.com. And it starts at 2 o'clock, goes 2 till 5. There'll be Waddle and Sylvie, You and Me Hoodie, Carmen Yerk, Bleck and Abdallah, special guests. And you can watch on our channel, ESPN 1000 Chicago, hear about our bets. We'll talk about the games as they're going on. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, definitely. And we work a little blue sometimes. It's not what you hear on ESPN 1000.
Right.
Emotions start to rise on that Twitch channel.
Correct.
So we look forward to taking it over on Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So, anyway, let's go to the phones. And Eddie's on the north side. He's next. Eddie, what's up there, Buttercup?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I cannot believe they signed that piece of crap quarterback. Why didn't they just go pick up Fitzpatrick? At least it would have been exciting and just not the stuff that he does all the time. I don't know who's making decisions over there, but they should all be fired. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick at 39 on his ninth team, I have zero interest in. And I don't have interest in Andy Dalton either, but I had zero interest and appreciate the call on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, again, it's the same difference. Same thing. What Eddie's talking about is that you get the entertainment value with a guy wearing a million gold chains. He'd give you four or five good starts, and you have to replace him anyway.
Right.
You know that you are toward the end when you are winning with Miami, and Flores says, nah, it's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
While you're winning.
Yeah.
Because you know it's limited. The Fitz magic only lasts for a little bit of time. Bottom line is that this is embarrassing. Not only here, but across the country, people are holding their bellies laughing at the Chicago Bears because it's Andy Dalton. Because everybody like you and I know that they've been waiting to have, the Bears and Bears fans have been waiting to have, that one franchise quarterback, that one cornerstone guy that you can wrap up for a decade and say, that's our guy. Homegrown talent or through free agency. We don't have it. And so people say, 1 year for Andy Dalton? For $13 million with incentives? Really? That's not the answer. That's temporary. Just like Foles is temporary. You still haven't figured it out yet. And Ryan Pace had to do it because George and Ted, you got to do something. We're going to fix this position. We're going to take care of it. And we're going to Andy Dalton. And George doesn't know any better. Well, he's got red hair. And he's a veteran. That's all he knows. He doesn't know.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there.
There he is, Mayor Daly.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
There's Daly. What? Chiming in there. Ted
exactly.
Phillips. No idea.
Guys, there's only one way out of this. At this point, I don't know. They haven't officially announced when they're going to introduce Andy Dalton as the Bears' quarterback signing. Whenever that is, whatever they're thinking, they need to at least wait 6 to 8 weeks, give Andy Dalton proper time to grow the biggest possible beard possible. And that way, when he shows up to the Zoom press conference hoodie, he'll have this big-ass red beard, and all of a sudden, all the people who wanted Ryan Fitzpatrick might be mesmerized by a big red beard, and everybody can get happy about Andy Dalton being their quarterback for a year. That's the only way out of this.
That's about it.
At least that way, at the end of the Zoom press conference, he'll have Sylvie in his corner.
Big red beard. He will have Sylvie. Sylvie wanted Fitz. But I think even Sylvie said yesterday, I know Tommy did, Andy Dalton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tyrod Taylor. Like, it's just a big hot bag of mess.
Yep. Big red beard, huh? Well,
so, I'm telling you, it's the only way out of this. Yeah. If you want an entertaining quarterback, you need a beard. So, if you're not going to be good, Hoodie, have a beard.
Afternoon boys were very entertaining yesterday. Sylvie, I thought, was going to have a stroke on the air.
Big red beard. Some nights, not a bad idea.
That's it.
Whoa. Let's go to...
I had to think about that
Rick,
for a second.
Yeah, I did. Rick on the north side. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of your show. We've had our season tickets in our family the last 55 years. And we gave them up last year. Getting to the point where you can't even afford them. It's a second-rate organization. It's been like that for many, many years. They haven't had a good GM in the organization since Jim Finks.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're facing another situation where we got two dead men walking. We got to throw another year away. You got a team up north. I vacation up north. I stop in Green Bay every once in a while. And when you see a first-class organization, the way they run their organization, it's first-class from right down to their stadium. They even have a Hall of Fame. Everything they run is first-class. They have a quarterback that they're one of the greatest of all times, and they're probably one receiver away from winning the Super Bowl. And every year they come in here and they just pound us like red-headed stepchildren. And I'm tired of it. And, I know you guys, probably don't have to sit in that stadium. And that stadium is one of the worst stadiums I've ever been in my life. And I'm just glad that I gave those seats up. I miss it. I miss the tailgate with my two sons. But I tell you one thing, they don't treat their fans with any class at all.
Hey, Rick, thanks, man.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, see you, kid.
Wow, 55 years and he gave up the tickets.
How about that?
It's like the Tynewood story, right? Harry says, if I can help it, I can't give up my tickets because even while the Cubs are bad, because I don't want to miss it, right? He said that for years. Like, I don't want to miss when the Cubs do win. It's hard to give up tickets after all those years. But you don't want to sit through all that frustration. I get it. Rick says, I want to do something else. And he gave the Packers props and talked about Soldier Field. There's a guy here that's totally disconnected to the organization because he's tired of it.
Danny, what year was Avery born? He's your oldest.
2013.
Okay, so Theo was already here.
Correct.
Had Theo not been here and they were as incompetently run as they were, let's go back to 2006. They were horrible, and that's when your son was born. Do you think you would have still pushed him to be a Cub fan?
Yeah, I'm a Cub fan. I'm indifferent. You mentioned the worst thing is indifferent. I feel indifferent today about Andy Dalton. Like, I know you two are really pissed off. Mellor's pissed off. I legitimately feel indifferent. I'm a Cub fan. I'm a lifelong Cub fan. I'm used to this. Like, until Theo got here, I was just ready every year, hoping that my team would win 80-something games and entertain me through August. That's how I feel now about the Bears. I have no real hopes for them going forward, but I am a Bears fan. I'm not giving up on them. I'm a Cubs fan. My kids, if they're in my house, will be raised to be fans of what I'm raised for. At least we have hope in the Jayhawks this week.
I saw you, Danny, just tweeted a picture. He picked Kansas to win it all.
All right.
Love your loyalty, man.
Back to the phone lines we go.
Bill Self, by the way, on the show tomorrow.
That's your point, though, about loyalty. Like, listen, I get it. If you want to go to another team, God bless you. But, like, I'm a Bears fan. I'm going to be a Bears fan.
I'm with you. Like, I can't leave. What am I going to do? Go cheer for Green Bay? Yeah, no shot. 312-332-3776.
I'm cheering for the Chicago AFC team.
Good luck with that.
It'll happen.
George will never allow it.
No, not in your lifetime. Mine. It'll happen.
Wow.
I'll come to your grave. Like, they got a team in Springfield. Take that.
We looking down.
No, Cap will be with the aliens on their ship, hoodie.
That's it.
You mean a Soldier Field?
That's it. Matt, hey, guess what? We got another guy from London. Hey, Matt, what's up, man?
How you doing, guys? All right?
Yeah, how you doing?
Mate. I went to bed last night thinking, oh, maybe it's a bad dream. I woke up today, it's a nightmare. We got Dalton. Oh, my God. Are they crazy? Listen, look, I might be from the UK, right, but I've followed the Bears for years, right, yeah? I'm 46 years old. I started following them in 83, right? As long as I've lived, apart from Jim McMahon, we've never had a decent quarterback, and even he weren't great, let's be honest. Right, now, look, I'm not knocking... Right, Dalton and Nick Foles as people, I'm sure they're guys, right? And I have no doubt that the Bears will probably trade up for, say, Trey Lance, right? But what on earth are they going to learn from Dalton and Nick Foles? Absolutely nothing. I have no idea about their teaching skills. Brilliant. They might be brilliant, right? winds me up, and I am annoyed. I love you guys. Listen every single day. Bear down.
You're the man, man. Hey, Matt, you like Meghan Markle, or are you not on her side?
You know what? It's a bit of a 50-50 thing. I'm not a royalist person, right? But the thing about it is, I don't obviously agree with all this stuff that's going around about the racism stuff, you know, and I hope that that is definitely untrue because, listen, there's no room for racism. However, what I would say is about Meghan Markle and Harry is I think that they've basically gone in and they've gone, you know what, we want to have a normal life. Let's face it, you're never going to have a normal life. You are Harry and Meghan, right? But however, I don't believe necessarily in selling out your private life and all that to the media, but I get why they might, because they are, let's be honest, they're mega famous. That's it.
You're the man. Have a good day.
Love you guys. Bear down.
Bear down. Wow.
All right.
I wonder if he knows George.
Good to hear from Matt from London, Ohio.
Wow. Let's go to Mike. I got to take a quick break.
We'll come back.
Why Andy Dalton could be critical inside the locker room and more of your calls. We'll roll through them next.
Cheerio.
Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies at Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sport.
ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood Morning Show between 7 and 10 right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. After us, it's Carmen and Yurko, followed by Mike Greenberg on the Jets. And then it's Waddle and Sylvia 2, Bleck and Abdallah at 6. Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons at 8, all part of the mix right here on ESPN 1000. We got White Sox baseball today as well.
Yes, we do. Also, you know, everyone wants George to sell the team. I don't know. He's gotten a couple letters I heard that way.
Mm-hmm.
George, sell the effing team.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who bought part of the Red Sox yesterday?
Who's that?
LeBron James and Maverick Carter are now part owners of the Boston Red Sox.
Not sure.
How about buying the freaking football team right here in this town? You want to turn public opinion? How excited would people get if they announced LeBron James just bought the Chicago Bears?
LeBron there, part of the team, huh? Maybe the Yankees are not so bad. I'm just telling you, a little different there.
What the hell are you talking about? Chicago would not embrace LeBron being the owner of the Bears. They'd get pissy because it wasn't Jordan. Chicago would not be happy if LeBron bought part of the Bears.
Yes, they would.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
I'm going to put that on poll question.
Go ahead. Would
I'm going to bet you
Bears fans, would you be happy if LeBron bought ownership stake in the Bears?
Yeah, he's only one of the most successful sports business tycoons of all time. But guess what? LeBron, we don't want him. F that. Bring him on. Guy's a quality human being and a hell of a player.
I didn't say that. I agree with you. He is a quality person.
I'm sorry.
He's like, we've got Dalton talk.
I don't understand what's going on. Now we're arguing that people don't want LeBron to buy the Bears. What's happening here?
I think anybody
that can hear us right now would be happy if LeBron owned the Bears instead of the McCaskey family.
Thank you.
I don't think there's a single debate that's the case.
That's not what was posed. If he bought part of the team.
Well, if he doesn't get to make the decisions, I don't think anyone gives a bleep. The problem is we're just unhappy with the ownership group that's making the decisions.
Why?
Who cares about who the minority owners are?
There's no minorities in ownership here with the Bears. Just want you to know.
Wow. Let's go to Wheaton.
What's wrong with that?
Lewis, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hi, Lewis. It's George.
I got to say, I was at work. I saw the notification. I looked to my boss and said, hey, they signed Dalton, and I've never seen his face turn more white, followed by red with followed by green with disgust and then red with anger. I mean, I don't get it. Do they like seeing fans miserable? Do they like seeing fans angry at them? It's like they have to know what they're doing. Either that or they're just that grossly incompetent that they don't deserve to own and run a franchise. I mean, why is our team president an accountant? Why is our CEO
a former head of ticket sales. Why is it that we can't have a football guy running this? I mean, all I can think of is that Waddle and Sylvie interview from a little while ago where they asked George McCaskey if Ted Phillips was involved in business decisions, and George said no. And they followed it up with who evaluates Ryan Pace, and his response was Ted Phillips. Mm-hmm. Like, that's such cyclic logic and cyclic thinking. Like, how the heck are they that dumb? I mean, honestly, I'm at a loss for words. And I'm somebody who genuinely, I mean, my family has owned these tickets. I genuinely told my family, I don't blame you if you get rid of the tickets. I honestly don't care. Yeah. I do not want to go to another Bears game ever again after this. And that's painful.
Yeah, and we get it. Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate you.
So I can understand, because I felt the same way. I told you this past season, I felt like I was wasting my Sundays investing time on a bad football team where I could be able to be watching other games or watching the Red Zone. I'd invest three and a half hours watching bad football. The ebb and flow of the season made you want to throw up. You start off winning, and then you have this long losing streak, and you still don't know, even at the end of the season, who the quarterback is, and you let go Trubisky, and then Foles is still here. And then you get the same quarterback by having Andy Dalton and Foles in the same roster. You feel like you're wasting your time. You sit there and you do the pre- and post-game show of the Bears, and what do you get out of it? Outside of a paycheck, what do you get out of it? There's no enjoyment, because you sit there with Alex Brown and Kreutz
and Briggs,
and what do you get out of it? It's aggravation. Then you get home and you're aggravated. Then you're doing recaps and you're aggravated. You're tired of it. Just like I am.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Sure.
What do you think the answer from Bill Lazor would have been? Meller, Hoodie, Danny, JR. Last year, they get everybody in the big conference room. All right, Mitch stinks. We've got to get another quarterback in here to push him. Bill, Andy Dalton's available. If we just hold out, we can get him for very small money. Won't cost us a draft pick. What do you think of Andy Dalton? That's pretty much what his answer had to have been, because they gave up a fourth-round pick and guaranteed $24 million to Nick Foles. Here we are 12 months later. He didn't have a great 2020 season.
Right.
He suffered a concussion, didn't lead his team to the playoffs. And, Bill, what do you think now about Andy Dalton? I'd give him $10 million and $3 million more in incentives. Do you realize how idiotic it sounds?
It's the same. That sound is the sound of Andy Dalton's career.
Like, we talked yesterday. The only scenario where this makes any sense is if you have another deal to move Foles out of here and save a little bit of money, and you got a massive deal to trade up and get the guy you want in the draft. That's the only possible realm of reality that this could work, and I don't think they're capable enough to pull it off.
Danny?
In 2017, Andy Dalton was with Bill Lazor in Cincinnati. That team averaged 18 points a game.
How many years were they together? Two?
Yep. And 18 points a game, guys. Mitch Trubisky averaged more than that last year.
And they had A.J. Green, damn good player. Boy.
Back to the phone lines.
Real
we go.
Quick, can I give you one positive note on Andy Dalton?
No
boys?
Phones yet. Hold on.
I'm sorry. Real quick, Hoodie, because we've been teasing it why he might actually be a good thing inside the locker room.
Yes, please tell us.
Kevin Clark wrote up a bio on Andy Dalton. Ooh. On The Ringer a few years ago, and he just, inspired by the signing, he decided to share this again. One thing I forgot I wrote about is that Andy Dalton is a huge sunscreen guy, boys. He's a stickler about making sure that teammates were taken care of in that regard. So, if you happen to pass by Andy Dalton in the locker room, at least this was pre-COVID, no worries, because he's more than willing to share his sunscreen with the team. Now, if everybody's vaccinated,
wow, that's good,
and they go back to sharing sunscreen, Andy Dalton will have the Bears covered. So, when training camp begins, we got that going for us.
We're good. Thanks, Coach Lazor. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Vernon Hills this time. Let's go north. Mike. Hey, Mike. What's up, Sparkles?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Real quick, want to give a shout-out to Dan Weider. He's the best in the business, and it's not even close. I don't know why Cap goes at him so hard.
He and what I are very – hold on. We're very good friends, he and I.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you go at him, like, almost disrespectfully a little bit. Like, he's got to be better than that. He's the best. So when you say that, it's kind of like a little jab, and I don't know why you do that.
Well, that's what I do.
Like, I understand you're friends. I'm not saying you guys aren't friends. I understand it's all for the show.
Okay.
And this is what I do. Listen and be
perplexed. I know you do, Hoodie, but this is the other thing. I got something for you, too.
Yes, sir.
So you guys say that you expect great things. Like, what do you guys, how can you guys expect great things if nothing great has been shown to you? Isn't that kind of like the definition of insanity? Like, you're expecting something, but it's like, you're expecting a different result, but it's the same thing. So it's kind of a contradiction.
So we should not talk about the Bears daily, right?
I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about the Bears, but I'm just saying, how can you expect great things? Like, what's your reason?
Because your heart's involved. It's like, if your spouse disappoints you, you're still, you're hanging out, maybe this time it'll work, he'll be better, or she'll be better. Your heart's invested.
For 20 years, if you're married, and if she shows you the same thing, you're still going to stay with her?
Yeah. I mean, it's like if I go to the gas station and get gas station sandwich out of a machine because I'm starving. Oh, maybe it'll be decent. My heart's not invested. I'm just hungry, and it's still bad.
No one buys sandwiches from the gas station.
They sell a few of them there, my man. Hey, Mike, thanks.
I understand they sell them.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So Mike, maybe you as a fan don't understand standards. But when we take a look, I always take a look at the Bears in a macro view, right? So if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl championship, you say, well, here's where the Bears are. The Bears got to be able to reach that.
Mm-hmm.
When you had the Green Bay Packers to have sustained success, you look at the Packers and say, that's where the Bears should be. So just because they've been through the doldrums here doesn't mean that you stop being a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I expect them to be better because they should be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. Do I have that right as a fan?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to set expectations, Danny.
Right, hold them to a standard.
Yes.
All right, guys, we have some new information. This is really interesting. So we're all patting the Bears on the back because they tried hard. Participation trophy.
Yeah, breaking news.
I'm not going to play the sounder for this because this is according to Dan Patrick. According to Dan Patrick, the Bears offered the Seahawks 3 first-round picks, a third, and 2 starters for Russell Wilson. 3 first-round picks, a third, and 2 starters was the offer for Russell Wilson, according to Dan Patrick.
Pretty good offer.
And Seattle said no, because Seattle's not ready to part yet. Because Seattle has no plan. That's why I didn't do it.
Right.
Just look at it. Let's go from their standpoint.
What are we going to do with that package?
Right. So what are we going to do? So who's our quarterback for the future? We're not going to be so bad that we're going to get a first round, you know, a quarterback in the first round. Seattle's not going to be that bad. You'd have to tear the franchise down to get there. So if we get rid of Russell Wilson, and our fans are going to be coming back, by the way, on the other side of this COVID, so what do we do here? We're going to hold on to Russell until we can find out a better deal, because the Bears didn't have a quarterback to trade them, because nobody wants Nick Foles.
Correct.
Nobody wants him.
Now, Russ could say to them, the only team I'm going to is Chicago. I gave you 4 teams. The other 3 are set. You guys can go get the best deals you want. I'm only going there.
The COVID has been so bad. No fans in the stands in Seattle.
You just hit a great point, because I was listening to NFL Network coming in today, and they said, you are not able to evaluate players in the same way now with the pandemic as normal. So if Seattle said, okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to package those picks, and we're moving up, and we're going to get whoever that guy is that's their next guy. You can't do the homework on guys the way that you normally would.
Because of the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They said, you know, when Pat Mahomes came out, he flew to Kansas City multiple times. He whiteboarded with Andy Reid. He went through a physical. He went through this. He went through that. They went to his pro day. A lot of that stuff ain't happening.
Right.
So teams are very leery of committing everything that way.
I can't trade my franchise quarterback without a plan.
That's it.
That, I mean, I just can't do that. And by the way, where are we, Miller, with the quarterback count now? Is it half the league? Not quite half the league. How about 8? That's what I've counted so far.
We're not at 18 yet.
Okay, we're not at 18 quarterback changes in the NFL?
Not yet.
You sure? Because that's all he told us, you know. Tannenbaum reading off the list.
He said it would go over 18. And Schefter said 18, and Tannenbaum goes, I'd go over.
We got that yet? We're at 18? I think we're at 7 or 8.
No shot.
Okay.
Back to the phones in a moment, 312-332-3776. It's your show. We're rolling through them again. Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000. It's got to be a move for another quarterback coming, right? In the draft? Mellor's looking at me like, no, it's the Bears.
No, it might, but I don't know if that's a good thing. Hoodie, are you happy if the Bears draft a quarterback now, too, with Dalton and Foles on the roster?
No, because...
So they have to trade Foles by the 20th, is what Brad from PFF said, to save the signing bonus portion.
I would say do that yesterday. If you're going to draft one, trade Foles. It's what you said earlier, Jeff. It makes a lot of sense. Like, you're not... You don't have three quarterbacks that you like on the roster. It's not the 1990s. You know, you don't have your third guy. To me, it's Dalton and a young quarterback if you can help it. Foles can't help you on the bench. Can't help you. There was a disconnect anyway between Foles and Nagy that we saw in real time on television. He's like, yeah, let's go faster. And Nagy's like, no, slow down. Like, wait a minute. I got a Super Bowl ring. What do you got, Arena League? What do you got?
Right.
Seriously. I'm not saying that Foles is all that, but you can see that there was a divide there.
No, that, you
just
know what?
A philosophy.
That's true, though, because they bring in Foles as his guy to run Matt Nagy's offense. And then, like you said, there were a couple occasions where there seemed to be public disconnects between his quarterback and Matt Nagy, which just means if that is the case, if that's part of the reason they're getting off of Nick Foles, then that's the second quarterback now that Matt Nagy hasn't been able to impart his message and how he wants his offense run. That's not right. A good look.
That's right. You do remember the Greasy scenario, right? Where Foles talks to Greasy, and then Foles has to deny what he told Greasy?
I was telling you that off the record.
See? See? That doesn't work, man.
Let's go back to the phones.
Are we doing shot or no shot? Or are we just going to take the phone calls?
We're taking calls.
No shot. How about this? Here's a quick one. Shot or no shot, Sister Jean is so mad that the Bears signed Andy Dalton yesterday because it took her off the front page of every newspaper. The answer is shot. Move on.
She's on the crawl, Danny. She's been approved to go to Indy.
She had a Zoom yesterday, guys. A Zoom.
She, as a ESPN crawl says, became a national darling during the tournament when they made their run.
The answer is shot. She's cursing them today.
God bless you, Sister Jean.
Yes, we've got your back, Sister Jean.
Why you got to bring the Lord into this?
Derek is
listening.
Because
she's a nun.
Hey, Derek, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, Cap. Hey, the reason I'm calling is that, you know, this Russell trade is not over with yet. I'm going to just say something. Pete Carroll loves Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold is going to get traded. They're going to wait. And once that trade comes down, I think the Bears are going to still get Russell Wilson. Look at how long it took them before they got Mac, August 2nd. That's all I'm going to say. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate that. Derek McCaskey on the phone. Jason is next. Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. What I was calling about was I'm not upset about Dalton because once the two pipe dreams were removed, he and the rest of that group, I mean, they're all the same guy. And if you look at the contracts they signed, it's basically all the same. But what has led to it is what's infuriating, from keeping Jay a year too long to keeping Fox a year too long to Pace going rogue on drafting Trubisky to signing Glennon. I mean, we've been a long way coming here to this point, and what we saw yesterday was it's not the disease, it's a symptom. And that's what's infuriating is what led to that point. And, you know, I wish it was different, but Dalton, I'm not mad at Dalton. I'm mad at Pace and the front office and everything that led us up to this point. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Seattle. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How you doing?
Saw something this morning on Get Up,
yeah.
And it was Adam Schefter was saying that Andy Dalton was liked by Seattle. And that this could be a possible trade chip. Do you think that maybe this is like them trying to be secret for Seattle to like reduce the blowback of losing Wilson? And I'll take the answer off the air.
All right. Appreciate the call. Well, let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't Seattle just sign him?
Correct. If you like him so much.
Yeah. If you like him so much, sign him and then tell Chicago, okay, you want Russell? We're trading him. We'll take that package. And Andy's not part of it. We already got Andy.
Right.
Thanks. Give us something else.
Well, you don't sign Andy Dalton if you're the Bears to eventually trade him in the same offseason. So he's not a trade chip for anything.
No.
He's just a guy.
That's it.
And now the Bears have two just a guys at the quarterback position.
Yep. And they got...
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
There you go. Back to the phones. Mark is in Matson. Hey, Mark. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? It's my first time caller.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to talk about the Andy Dalton thing as well. And you guys kind of touched on it with the Russell Wilson package that the Bears offered. Well, don't you guys think that, okay, the fan base is kind of upset. I can understand why, but I don't see why no one can see that this is not the Bears' last move. Andy Dalton, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy's job's on the line. You think they're going to hang their hat on Andy Dalton? No. I believe that this is the writing on the wall. By getting Andy Dalton, it says, it screams that they're going to try to trade up high in the draft, try to get one of these, say maybe not a Zach Wilson, or possibly, you never know, or a Trey Lance,
yeah,
or maybe a Mac Jones. Now, then you, Andy Dalton can be that bridge. That's what I believe that they're doing.
All right,
they're
Mark, who's going to coach them? Those quarterbacks you just mentioned. Who's going to coach those young quarterbacks?
Well, I guess we start with Matt Nagy.
Well, that's the point. That's the problem. Like, yeah, you could draft a quarterback,
thanks, Mark.
But once again, it's a scratch off ticket of what you don't know. You don't know if that's a winner or not, and you got to figure out if you like Matt Nagy. That's one thing, but if you don't, keep in mind if you draft a quarterback, that's the guy's going to teach him, and again, that young quarterback will be behind these two veterans, Foles and Andy Dalton.
It will be just like the Bears to move heaven and earth, trade up, get whoever the guy is that they in their wizardry think is the right guy, have a bad year, George and Ted fire those guys, and they get in a room and hire the next guy, and now we got another whole system for a guy to learn, or that's not the quarterback I would have taken.
Mark, you're telling us to relax. Have you not seen Bears football for 20, 30, 40 years, ineptitude at that spot? Have you not seen that? I mean,
brutal.
I mean, Danny, relax. There's no relax.
What's worse, Bears football or Kansas football? They're in the same team
photo. All
right,
slow your roll. You know, we had that caller a couple minutes ago that called in and said Schefter suggested that Seattle likes Dalton.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm no cap expert, and maybe you guys don't have this answer. But is it possible that if the Bears sign Dalton and then they trade him to Seattle, if that's indeed what Schefter was alluding to and Seattle wants, that it would lessen the cap hit of trading Russell Wilson because now there's $10 million coming back? Maybe financially it could be a benefit to Seattle instead of them just flat out signing him. If it's part of the trade, it lowers the cap hit that they're going to take with Russell Wilson.
If the Bears, the Seahawks don't need to create cap room on their roster, if the Bears, you know, go ahead and sign Dalton, I would suppose that would still have to happen post June 1, mm-hmm. You know, but it's.
So maybe there's hope.
There's a corresponding move?
They're not that smart up there. They're just not.
You get Andy Dalton, and there's a corresponding move to get Russell Wilson this offseason. You sure? See, I expected next offseason. I don't expect it this one.
I mean, they threw the kitchen sink at Seattle, right? We reported Dan Patrick saying it was 3 first-rounders, 2 third-rounders, and 2 starters. And those 2 starters are probably pissed off if they find out that it's them.
7 starting players.
And then Andy Dalton. Who knows? Maybe after June 1st. Just
they're
trying
not
to give
that smart.
Hope.
They're not that smart.
And then you sign Kenny Galladay, who's also a free agent. Then you sign Will Fuller. Then you get Juju Smith, David Schuster, and then you put him on the team.
David's a little older. It's too old.
Rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
Take that.
Take that.
And then you get Samuel, and now you've got a really good team.
Apparently he's been listening because owner George wants to respond.
All right.
Plus your calls. We're rolling through them. Next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Yes. It's your favorite owner, George. And I want you to know that Ryan and Matt are our football guys. And we're very excited about Andy Dalton coming to the Bears. Of course, Ryan and Matt are our football guys. And they signed Andy Dalton. And I'm very excited about a new quarterback in town here in Chicago. Well, because of the move, I have a letter here that came in overnight that I want to tell you about. It's from Bill in Naperville, a longtime Bears fan, it says here. He says, "Dear George, go stick this team up your f***ing ass." Well, dear Bill, thank you for being a longtime Bears fan, and it would be very difficult for me to stick all the players up my keister. Signed, George. And go Bears. So, we put a stamp on this, and we send it off to the courier. Well, thanks, Bears fans, and can't wait for the season. Go Bears! Yeah.
So good. Thanks, George. Appreciate you. Anyway, by the way, my poll question that I put up, LeBron James bought a percentage of the Red Sox yesterday. How would you feel if he bought the Chicago Bears and the McCaskey family? We got 1,400 votes so far. 66% are all in.
You skewed it. You skewed it. The question wasn't from the McCaskey family. It was if he was part of the ownership group. He didn't buy the entire Fenway group from the Henrys. He's not like the sole owner of the Red Sox in Liverpool.
All I said was bought the team.
You made it sound like he was the sole owner.
Did you put
the McCaskeys on the poll?
Yes.
You skewed it.
How did I skew it? Everyone knows who owns the team.
He's not the sole owner of the Red Sox.
I'm letting him put a group together.
I own the team.
The point is...
Shady, you cap. Shady.
Is there really a point to this conversation? Is there really a point today?
This is something today, man.
That poll is the reason that I hate Twitter. Like, nobody cares about that poll today. Yeah. Now, let me say this.
And how many votes you got, pal?
1,400 in about 10 minutes.
The other day, Cap tweeted out a bunch of nonsensical characters, letters, and numbers, and he got like 70 likes. It just goes to show that some people see Cap's name and they hit the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That says a lot about you.
It's a compliment to Cap. Can I say one thing? So we had that caller call and said Schefter alluded to the fact that Seattle was interested in Andy Dalton, mm-hmm. and we wondered aloud if perhaps the Bears could be signing him to then trade him to make some room for the cap space. Mm-hmm. We spent the last 3 hours bashing Andy Dalton and the Bears. If they make that move, this show will go down in history as one that we will have to make amends for 3 hours apologizing.
No question. No question.
I won't apologize. They should have been doing their job to start with. Now putting us through all this rigmarole, this nonsense.
We have this nonsense if it leads to Russ.
What if it doesn't?
Well, then we can have this show the way it is.
If it doesn't, we have to watch Andy Dalton all
year.
It's
not.
Yeah.
We just...
It's an interesting angle. I just don't see the Bears being that clever.
Thank you.
I don't...
Where'd you park the cop car, Dick Tracy?
Yeah, just don't see them being that clever. It's just
They've got
they
a good pie cooling on the windowsill.
Oh, absolutely. The fishing pond is hopping today. Crappie. Oh, it's going to be great. Aunt B's got a nice little pie cooling on the windowsill. And the kids are playing ball and jacks. They're having a great time. And red-haired Andy is going to be part of the home team. You know what our pennants say? Home team. Go Bears.
Wow. Let's go to Northside. That's where Kyle is. Hey, Kyle, what's up, Sparkles?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, so the reason I'm calling in, I think you guys were ranking the worst QB situations a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Ranked Bears 1, I get it. Steelers 2, and I got to say, I'm a Big Ben guy, right? From Pittsburgh, live in Chicago now. There's easily 10 worst quarterback situations, maybe 15 worst quarterback situations in the league than Big Ben and the Steelers. So I needed to call in. I needed to back my guy, Big Ben. He gets a lot of slander. Was disappointed to hear you guys throwing him under the bus as well. The Bears were thinking about signing him, so he can't be that bad, right?
Roethlisberger?
Remember the Bears thinking about signing Roethlisberger?
When did we rip Roethlisberger? We've said he's a Hall of Famer. We've said that many times in the show.
Exactly.
So...
Yeah, I think he lost me there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ripped Roethlisberger?
No, only thing I said was, what are the worst quarterback rooms? They have... Who is their backup?
It's Maddox. Oh,
Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph.
And Ben is basically on his last legs.
What did I say, Miller? Did I say Tommy Maddox? That's not right, is it?
Doc Hodges.
I don't think that's right.
Tommy
Maddox?
Yeah, not still there. He might have retired a year or two ago, but still.
Tommy Maddox.
Let's go to Bourbon A. Here's another Kyle. Hey, Bubby Kyle, Brister. What's up, man?
Hey, Cookie, what's going on?
How you doing, Buttercup?
I can't complain. Well, actually, I can, which is why the reason I'm calling you. I'm not an Einstein by any means, but I feel like I'm a smart person. I have a degree from Western, and both of you and Hoodie are very smart people, so I was curious if you could help me out here. I would take a 16th of Pace's pay to make the decisions he's making. What is his deal? Can someone help me understand why the thousands and the masses can see things and yet the person in charge cannot? Is it just because our front office is inept in getting people in? Can he just not get out of his way? I need some help understanding, because as a lifelong Bears fan, I just feel like this is on repeat and it's going to be the same moving forward. But how can, like, think the 2018 Bears with Watson? I mean, think about that. Like,
yeah.
I just don't understand.
Well, Kyle, let me explain to you. We appreciate your telephone call.
Thanks for the call.
When you're left to your own devices, you can do whatever you wish. When you're not intellectually curious like George and Ted, they're curious about the bottom line, the money. They're curious about what some Bears fans say at the end of the season. But this season was a perfect storm. You know why, Cap? Because there were no no-shows. There was just nobody in the stands. They would understand what's going on with the Bears if they saw no-shows. And they saw people not showing up or apathy toward the organization. But see, when there's nobody there and you get to the playoffs, well, everything looks good. Everything's fine. It's not fine.
It's not.
That's the point.
Mom, they're booing us.
Right.
And half the seats are empty.
Mom's pissed.
Yeah.
She's pissed off.
Yeah.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. I've got a letter here.
Right.
Is your mom still pissed off?
Yes.
312-332-3776. Carmen Yerker coming in for Crosstalk next 2 minutes.